There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin in the United Kingdom. And as Liz Truss takes on a role as Britain's newly elected Prime Minister, it will be all eyes on her relationship with the country's Jewish community, which also hopes that her previous role as Foreign Secretary and relationship with Israel will continue to solidify under her leadership. Truss has defined her links to the Jewish community going back to her youth and support for Israel, and has recognized the strength of what the Jewish community contributes, as she puts it, a shining light in Britain, promising to address prolonged Jewish persecution and to deal with concerns in the community, such as a rise in anti-Semitic activities as of late. Already as Foreign Secretary last year, she signed a memorandum of understanding with Israel, committing both countries to closer cooperation in many fields, and pushed hard for a free trade agreement with Israel. She has also pledged to ensure that Britain backs Israel in tackling anti-Semitism in many forms at international level. Staying with news from the United Kingdom and the National Union of Students, a representative student body for UK university students, has suspended President Shaima Dalali over anti-Semitic allegations. The decision comes amid accusations of anti-Semitism made against the NUS, which has made it clear that the body will comply with any authorities investigating its treatment of Jewish students, a move also welcomed by the Campaign Against Anti-Semitism, who have welcomed the decision towards reforming the union. Dalali's tenure at NUS has been riddled with controversy ever since Jewish student rights groups revealed tweets in which she called Hamas critics dirty Zionists and quoted a battle cry which relates to the army of Muhammad returning. That's a reference to the Battle of Khaybar in 628 AD, which resulted in a massacre of Jews. Anti-Semitism knows no bounds, this time on the field, so to speak, and the Italian Football Federation is investigating anti-Semitic chanting from fans of Italian football clubs Juventus and Inter Milan during recent matches. A video posted on Twitter shows a group of Inter Milan fans chanting, "The champions of Italy are Jews," just before kickoff against AC Milan on Saturday, something which AC Milan has condemned as shameful. Violence also broke out between supporters of the rival teams during the game. Also on Saturday, Juventus fans were caught on video chanting, "The Viola aren't Italians, they're a pack of Jews," during the team's away game against Fiorentina, who go by the nickname of Viola. A shop in the Kuwaiti city of Salmiya has been shut down by the government for selling Stars of David, which is regarded as illegal. According to Kuwait's Ministry of Commerce, an arrest also took place on the basis of the store selling, as they define it, slogans in violation of the public order of the state. Well, a legal case is now pending against the owner of the shop. Kuwait's parliament last year passed an anti-Israel bill which banned all direct or indirect contact with Israel and has also banned Kuwaitis from visiting Israel. This legislation also declares a prison sentence of 1 to 3 years for anyone caught dealing with or visiting Israel, and also for making any attempt at normalizing ties with Israel illegal. The Jewish Virtual Library says that authorities in Kuwait regularly censor references to the Holocaust or Israel in educational material. And The Olympic Doll, a film about the bond between a young girl in the Holocaust and her doll, will be released on September the 19th at the Huerta Institute in Tel Aviv. It tells the story of Holocaust survivor Inga Auerbacher, born in 1934, and her relationship with her doll, which helped her live through horrific times during the Holocaust, along with her friend Ruth in the Terezin concentration camp. Her grandmother gave her the doll when she was 2 years old, which she named Marlene, after the famous German movie star Marlene Dietrich. And filmmaker Giora Gerson titled his film The Olympic Doll because Inga received the doll in the year of the Nazi Olympics of 1936. Well, the doll is currently on display at the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, D.C. And recently, Auerbacher visited the grave site of Marlene Dietrich, placing a stone on her grave in honor of her memory. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. And if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.